You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Something I'd like credit for bringing about is music trivia trivia. That is, trivia about music trivia. So, for example, what music trivia TV game show was hosted by reality TV personality Jeff Probst of CBS's Survivor? And the answer is VH1's Rock Jeopardy, which was on sometime in the late 90s. You can send your own music trivia trivia questions to morelosttime@gmail.com. So we were away for a week while this studio is being renovated and visiting NAC broadcast offices in New York City over the Independence Day, 4th of July holiday. So we hope that was as pleasant for you as it was for us. It's great to be back. The corporate brass are nice people, but in all modesty, they're lucky to have us. There was no record library to speak of for us to browse through over there. So let's start with a really good one. From Columbus, Ohio, Skrull started in the mid-80s, and we're always sort of an artist's band. We saw them tour with the Meat Puppets and with Firehose, and they recorded with Steve Albini, and journalists always dug them. I always like this cut because I think it pulls together all the really good parts. From 1990, this is called Charles.
I promise you, it will be worth it.
That's Launch Ramp from Ben Queller from a 2001 disc called EP Phone Home. That was sort of his debut as a solo artist after leaving the band Radish. He has since made a whole bunch of records that you really can't go wrong with if you get any of them. Before that, we heard from Scrawl. And the thing I want to do now is hear from Zimpano. Because a few weeks ago, I saw the New Pornographers live in Boston, and it reminded me how great this band from Vancouver used to be, called Zimpano. The frontman for the New Pornographers is Carl Newman, and before that, he was in Zimpano, and they were real similar to the New Pornographers, a little more steeped in its influences, I guess, and maybe a little more artsy. And so what I want to do is play a pair of cuts from the first Zimpano record from 94, which was called Look What the Rookie Did. First one pretends it's going to be kind of a blue-eyed soul number, and then it turns into a real driving pop song. Listen for when the drums come in, because it's really great the way they're recorded. It's really thundering. But vocally, it's a real dead ringer for the Zombies. It's called Wraparound Shades. And then the second one is this real driving riff rocker called Platinum Is Best Served Cold. But first, Wraparound Shades.
Fortune.
That's two from the first Zampano record from 1994 called Look What the Rookie Did. Wraparound Shades and Platinum Is Best Served Cold. Zampano made one more LP in 1996 called Going Through Changes. The changes, I think the title refers to, is Carl Newman taking over the band just before they broke up and he formed the New Pornographers. And speaking of taking over, this is as good a time as any for a word from our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by the New Generation Baking Company, where they make modern age brownies. The best brownies you've never tasted, because they're not yet available in stores. Zip, the intern at New Generation, came by this week to drop off some sketches. He's been working to come up with a packaging mascot for modern age brownies. I'm looking at them here, and I'm not sure if he's going to hear this, and I hope he'll take this. If he does, I hope he'll take this in the spirit in which it's intended. Maybe it's just not possible to capture the character of a product that's perfect for everybody. We have here, there's a number of cartoon animals. There's Melanie Mule, Doberman Dan, Bonnie the Brownie Alpaca. And there's a couple of ideas for anthropomorphic brownies. One is named simply Brownie. It's kind of unimaginative. Then there's kind of an animated cookie and brownie that I think Zip intends to engage in a series of ongoing cartoon brawls, sort of Tom and Jerry style. Kind of like that idea. Listen, I'm just going to suggest on the air here that the essence of the product is the modern age. These are brownies that have a little something extra. Very few people have had a chance to discover what it is, but I'm one of them. They're really something. They're delicious, they're nutritious, they're even surreptitious. They're modern age brownies. Just you wait and see. Back to the music. Up next is a garage rock classic. This was recorded in 1966 by the Mods. That's with two D's. According to the band, the mix on the original master of this sounded really good, but something went wrong in the pressing of the 500 45s that were made. And all you can really hear here is the lead guitar, the vocal, and the tambourine, though I seriously doubt that if it had come out right, it would be the classic it's become. It's kind of become a classic because of the weird recording. And I think you'll hear it. From a label called American National, this is the Mods with Leave My House.
Scream when you turn on the light. You put me through this just to say you're going away. Well, leave my house. Don't you come in no more. Just shut the door and leave my house. To make me feel good and wouldn't hesitate to put your arms around me and my blood would percolate. Now I want it all, you just throw a fit and complain. Well, leave my house. Don't you come here no more. Just shut the door and leave my house. All right, boys. Through this just the same. Keep going away. Well, leave my house. Don't you come here no more. Just shut the door. Leave my house. My house.
August of 1991, that's Ira Kaplan and Georgia Hubley of Yola Tango performing a Kinks song there. That's one for original Kinks bassist Pete Quaife. And I can't think of a cooler way to say goodbye to this show than 1985's Thayer Street by Boston's own Dogmatics. from 1985. That's the Dogmatics. Thank you for listening. Our program was produced this week by Rudy Day and written by Tony Nominee. You can email us comments, long distance dedication, or music trivia questions to morelosttime@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the show using iTunes or follow what we listen to in the office through Twitter at morelosttime. If you're a music fan on Facebook, consider joining Dan Paquette's Music Obsession by adding the group as a friend. And if you like the music played here but also like current rock, read the Clicky Clicky Music blog by Googling the phrase Clicky Clicky. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the show, and this has been the sound of More Lost Time.